Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the collective serving 31 sports and over 800 student-athletes at Penn State. I'm Jim Galante. With me today, as always, Mike Villagrana, Executive Director at HVU. Mike, how are we doing this week?
We're doing great. Going to week two, camp. Just that much closer, right, to the kickoff versus Nevada. Getting really excited. Myself, you know, being in a different kind of space, you know, versus being recruiting, you know, past 10 years, I still get that nervous feeling. I'm just excited. And, you know, I'm nervous about all the other different things that we have going on with the collective, you know, the media, you know, our platform, you know, our radio show, things that we got in the works that I'm excited about for people to see come in 3.5 weeks. We have a lot of things launching. So I'm excited. It's a really exciting time.
It really is. If you're a college football fan, once the calendar turns over to August, that's it. I know it's still summer, but it just starts to – it's close enough to touch, okay? Yeah. And the fact that the season starts that last weekend in August, it makes it feel like it's even closer. And I love when we do this show because looking at – in the background, right behind you – big screen television, all it has on it is the countdown to the season. And again, we're pre-recording this show a few days ahead of time. That has 24 days on it. By the time people see this show, it's going to be less than 20 days until the season starts. It's officially time to get excited, Mike. No matter what, and that's me as a fan out here looking in. You're in the building. You're in the Lash building. So you're with the players, the staff, the coaches every day. Does the tone of the building change as we get closer like this?
You know, I think so. To be honest, yes. It's a different feeling. There's that anxiety of, you know, as a coach, like, did I do enough? Am I doing enough? Are we prepared enough? You're always, you know, doubting yourself, questioning yourself. So there's like that. That anxiety to make sure that you're on top of everything, you know, that you're entering a new phase of the year for the coaches, right? A new routine. You're going from the past couple months, you know, they just grinded their butts off in June with recruiting camps and everything else that comes along with June. Then they went into vacation, you know, to recharge. And now they're going into a phase where they're like, oh, it's football, it's camp. All right, the next 5 months are going to look very similar, and getting used to that routine is big. But yeah, so they're going through the camp right now. The routine for the season won't really take an effect in a couple weeks, probably the week of or the week before, you know, they start preparing for Nevada, and then it'll be routine from then on.
You know, I hadn't thought about it this way until you just said it. The job of being a college football coach, it's so obviously there's multitasking, a lot of different things that have to be done. But based on the calendar, the job of football coach in June is very different than the football coach's job in August when you're in fall camp, which is very different from what the job is in October when you're on that cycle of playing every week and you've got that calendar. So it's really fascinating how it changes. But anyway, you and I, we always get off on our topics. I'm going to rein us back in here a little bit before we get too far. You and I, we talk.
I do it on purpose, Jim. See, now you're catching on to me. I do it on purpose.
So now it's like a challenge for you every week. How far could I get Jim off topic before he reins it in? So let's see. We're 4 minutes into the show, so that's not too bad. Mike, you know, I've been worse on other shows, so we'll take that. And you and I both talked about this when it came out. Bruce Feldman, every year, he puts out his college football freaks list, which is one of the most fascinating articles every year. I am just fascinated by it. And it's got to be for you, who's been in the recruiting world for so many years. I'm sure a lot of these are familiar names to you, guys that you've looked at and seen, but this is also an article you love to look at also.
Yeah, I think it's really neat. I think he started this, back when I first came to Penn State around that 14-15 era, because I remember Saquon being on it, obviously. Yeah. And it's a really cool article, and it's coming from Bruce Feldman, who I've always followed ever since, playing college football. I remember him helping out Coach Leach on that first book that he wrote. And I read that, and it was an awesome book. But yeah, he's like just one of the most popular guys out there that's been around and does a phenomenal job with some of these articles, and they're different. You know, it's not the same stuff that you see over and over again every day. But yeah, the college freak list is really cool, because there's a couple different ways you can look at it, right? You could see these freaks and you think, man, that's awesome, they got that player. But, like we talked about before, that doesn't always transition to a good football player, right? But it's great to look like Tarzan, but sometimes – they don't play like Tarzan.
Look like Tarzan, play like Jane. That's the problem.
That's right. But you do have the Saquons that I forget if he was number one that year that he was on this list. But, he was on there for a reason, and he was a good football player. So a lot of these guys are, the total package. But there are those outliers that you see on here, or you look back in history and you say, man, that guy didn't really – translate to the field, but he was a freak. He ran 4.2 or sub 10 100 meter. That's really neat.
Well, it struck me before we started recording the show, you were mentioning a couple of the names on this list that you've seen play and over the years, guys you've recruited or watched film on. And I'm not going to ask you the name, but you said the one player belongs on the freaks list, but soft as cotton.
It's funny because especially when I've been the NFL liaison in the past, and they come in August, all teams, teams have at least two or three scouts per organization, so they come in and they're looking, they have an idea of who to look at, but then there's some younger guys, some transfers or something that they haven't seen or haven't had it on the list, but they'll just notice them right away. Like, who is that guy? That guy looks like a freak. He looks like an avatar, right? And so it's those guys that, obviously that kind of starts this whole conversation. Man, who is this kid? He's a freak. And so in the past, I remember a guy, and when I first initially got to that school, I saw him. I was like, this guy is a stud, like future Hall of Famer, like just looks unbelievable. They just don't look like that. But he just wasn't a football player. He just was not a football player. But it's an honor to be on that list. So you can always fall back on that. And then, there's guys that are just freakishly fast. Like, you'll see guys on this list, like Nick Harbors of the world, that just, they're not walking around everywhere. But still the speed thing. I had an experience with somebody that we brought on because he was really fast. He ran sub 1000. And for your fans, that's really fast, like Olympic fast.
That's crazy fast.
Yeah. But when he ran the ball or caught a pass, if he could catch the pass, he looked like he ran like a 5.6. Just how track guys are. They take about an hour to stretch, and get ready. Like, football is a little different than that. So you have those freaks out there. But for the most part, these guys are all the total package. As I kind of went through this list, like Jeremiah Smith, obviously everybody knows about him, could have been a first rounder last year. And then to see the Penn State guys on here well represented is pretty neat. Going through, I wonder if this is the most representation we've had on this list in the past.
I don't know. I can't recall, but I remember feeling almost every year as if Penn State's well represented, and it feels like within the, and you could ask, I'll I'll put this in a form of a question instead of me commenting and not knowing. But it feels like with the recruiting that goes on at Penn State, the way I've described it is there's only a handful of the five-star guys. They're the freak athletes who are also freak football players, and you want to get those guys if you can. But let's face it, they're few and far between, and Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, they're kind of at the top of the pecking order for that. But it feels like within Penn State recruiting, there's a lot of recruiting guys with the high ceiling. Translated to mean they start out as freaks already. You could, maybe they need to be bulked up some. Maybe they're a little bit raw, but that Penn State looks to bring that type of player in.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But you also have to look at these guys that you walk into a school. These coaches are looking at them. You know, they're all obviously going through the eye test and they check out. They look, you know, great. But then you got to see them move, right? Some of these guys that mature and develop ahead of a lot of these other guys a little bit faster, they tend to be a little bit stiffer, harder. It's harder for them laterally to move around like you want them to. So that's a big thing. But obviously that's part of the recruiting process, right? You're just not going to take somebody just based off how they look, right? You got to have them check all the boxes.
But it's also amazing to me, there are certain guys, the guys that you just know. I have some friends who are high school sports writers in the Harrisburg area, and they've seen the Shady McCoy, Micah Parsons, Nick Singleton, and they've said, Jim, been on the sideline, you watch him run by you one time, that's it, you just know.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, like my time at Mississippi State, my first year there, I wasn't that familiar with the roster going into it. I was coming from here, right? So completely, totally different conferences, different regions. We didn't recruit that area, you know. So I was really raw and green to the roster. But going in there, seeing Jeffrey Simmons move around, it's like you just know automatically that there's not many people like him. This guy's going to be a stud in the NFL. Montez Sweat looks like he could play power forward in the NBA. Like those guys, you just see him, it's like, oh, those are freaks.
Those are the guys. If you say someone's a power forward, I would commit, if I'm in the NFL, I would commit a scout to just watching college basketball and looking for power forwards. All right, that's it for quarter number one.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. It's quarter number two of our show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Mike Villagrana, Executive Director at Happy Valley United, Penn State Collective. Probably today, you know, that world changes. We talk about it, Mike, all the time. It's constantly changing, but it's probably even more important today, the collective, than it ever was, okay? Yeah. Even with the direct payments to players, the collective is going to be the differentiator.
Yeah, I mean, that's as of today, you know what I mean? So the listeners, by the time they listen to it, it may change. But yeah, as of today, 100%. You know, and not to go into that yet, the big thing is, again, like, you know, talking with Andy Frank and, you know, making sure we're aligned with Coach Franklin is big. It's embracing the changes, right? Because if you don't change and you don't evolve with this climate, then you're going to fall behind. And luckily, I'm coming into this thing where, you know, they're already humming on this thing. They already have the processes, the philosophies, everything's aligned. So it's pretty easy for me. And I believe in that too, to evolve, right? So recently, you know, the CSC came out, they loosened their guardrails on what collectives can and can't do, or how, or what, or just the finer details of deals. And so as of right now, you know, you have basically a soft cap. You know, these schools are able to allocate 20.5 rev share to however they want within their athletic departments. You know, obviously football pays a lot of the bills, so football is getting a big chunk of that. So on top of that is going to be what the collective can raise, right? So that's really important. You're seeing these collectives evolve, and that's going to be so important within this next year to see the evolvement of Happy Valley United, not just be a money grabber, right? It's a membership, sponsorship-driven collective with events and merchandise and stuff like that. But the memberships is going to be the big thing for not just Happy Valley United, but collectives around the country to compete with the Texas of the world who were able to raise $20.5 million allegedly on top of the rev share. That's an advantage, right? So we're playing that game. We're back to that world where we need support with the collective. And it's my job to make sure that, you know, this collective is providing, you know, substance and stuff for that memberships. And I take a lot of pride in that. And I'm really excited what we're about to roll out at the end of the month.
And you and I talked a bit about this off air. Some things are going to be coming out in the next couple weeks. That's the tease. All right.
Yeah. And next week, I hope to have some really exciting news for everybody and the members. And how they can support Happy Valley United and the collective and the team.
And there is some great merchandise if you get out there. Some of those golf shirts. I'm going to keep bugging you about those till I get one, Mike. So
you know what? I need to get one. that reminds me, I have to give Coach Franklin a couple of the ones with his face all over it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's another initiative, not to get too out there on this, but that's another initiative that I just had a call with a couple people today that I'm excited about, that we're hopefully going to be able to provide another arm for branding through the collective for our athletes. Not a money grab. It's basically just something that we want to provide to our students. So if they have an opportunity or they have a great idea, they can come to the collective and then we're able to streamline that idea and make it happen.
And that's what's great is also as members, you get something out of this.
That's the most important thing to me.
Giving money for nothing. So, mm-hmm. Mike, I'll tell you what, we are being very consistent here. We are at the 4-minute mark of this segment, which is about where we started quarter number one. So we're being consistent. It seems like we need 4 minutes to go off tangent. Then we're going to get back on tangent. Yeah. We were talking about this freaks list, and I really want to get to it because it's really fascinating. And as much as I dislike anything having to do with Ohio State, Bruce Feldman's number one guy, Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State, Mike, it pains me to say it, but he's quite simply the best player in college football.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's hard to, you know, talk good about a Ohio State player. But, you know, credit where credit's due. Going back to his high school film, you could tell that he is a freak. I think you've heard that he could have been a first rounder last year. I've heard people on the radio and talk shows say that. So, I mean, that's ridiculous that a true freshman is projected or could have been projected a first round. So, yeah, he's long, athletic. He does things in the air, body control wise, that I think really separates himself as well as his hands. So he's the total package. But we're lucky as Penn Staters and fans, right, because we have Coach Knowles, who knows the guy really well, knows probably what – he's not good at, what he is good at, how to defend him, because he did it every week for the entire year last year. So don't forget about that. that part when we're going up against them.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but that's very helpful and hopeful. And by the way, you mentioned him being a first round after freshman year. I think he could have been the number one overall pick. I thought he was that.
I didn't want to throw that out there, but people have said that, heard that. And I think it's justified. It was kind of a weak quarterback class. So I think if he would have came in there, he probably would have interviewed well and all that sort of things. And probably would have found himself as a top five pick.
Pick out your favorite NFL team and say to yourself, would you want this guy on your team? The answer is a hell yes. I want him at the top. So let's now shift from that. Let's get to some of the Penn State players. What's really great is a top 10 on this freaks list, and that's what we're talking about, came out in The Athletic. Bruce Feldman puts out his freaks list, top 100 freak athletes in college football. Number 8 on the list, some people might be surprised by this, Zane Durant, Penn State defensive tackle. And, Mike, he doesn't even look like that, you know, that monster defensive tackle, that 6'4", 340. He's on the shorter side at 6'1", 290 pounds. But, boy, we don't need Bruce Feldman to tell us he's a freak, though, if we've been watching him play.
No, you're absolutely spot on with that. And if you listen to Coach Franklin speak at Big Ten Media Days when he was going through the car wash, you probably heard him talk about how fans are not talking about Zane Durant enough. At a premium position like that, we're so lucky to have him because he's destructive. You have to know where he's at. You have to game plan around him. He has one of the best get-offs in the country. And if you're a D lineman, that's probably one of the best assets that you can have as on your skill set is having a really good get off. And you combine that with the brute strength that he has and the force that he gives when he hits the offensive lineman, it's huge. And it's going to be difficult to double team him and get him out of there. You know, having somebody like that is huge. You know, and people may knock him for his height. This guy is a stocky, well-built machine right now. He looks terrific. And not only that, he's a great kid. I say kid. He's a great guy. Was raised in a great home. He's very articulate, very smart, takes everything serious. It's just not football. So he's an awesome player. I think he's going to have a really long, successful career at the next level. I just talked to you about one of the freaks that I've always will remember as one of my favorite players in person is Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey Simmons isn't 6'4", 6'3". You know, I think he may be on a good day 6'2"-ish. But he had the mentality that when he stepped on that field, I was scared of him. His something in his eyes was different. He was just a possessed human. And that's how Zane plays. If you watch his film and, you know, people are starting to catch on to him and look at his film and say, this guy's a problem. Why aren't we talking about this guy enough?
And the part, you know, the being a little bit shorter, I think there's also in the trenches a little bit that lower center of gravity makes him a little bit tougher to deal with when you combine that with that very quick first step. You know, that it's hard to realize that when you're talking about someone who's 6'1", 290 pounds, the first thing that sticks out to me about him is quickness.
Yeah, 100%. So he can either come at you and he can collapse the pocket, right? Or in some certain situations when he's doing some kind of game, laterally, offensive linemen are not built to be able to block guys that quick laterally, right? And so with his quickness and his get off and his strength and his elusiveness, also another thing that he's really good at is getting skinny. You know what I mean? Like that's mean he's able to get through holes or gaps if he has some kind of game. So yeah, he's awesome. I'm glad to see him on this list. He deserves it. So yeah, I think he's going to have a really good year, especially with the guys around him, the depth that we have there. He's not going to have to, you know, play 90 snaps. So yeah, it's going to be a big year for Zane. I'm really excited for him, and I'm really looking forward to not only this season, but just his career at the next level.
What I find interesting too, you're talking about the group around him, is that Bruce Feldman, in his write-up about Zane Durant, he threw in a mention of Ty Blanding from Penn State also at defensive tackle as being maybe on the path to this freaks list.
Yeah, Ty, he's a good-looking guy. I think like the one thing that you notice, and Big Ten Network was here yesterday, and I was watching it last night. It came on real late, but it was good. And, you know, they said when they look at the defensive line and offensive line, nobody looks like them, right? Yeah. Like they've gone to other Big Ten schools and done the same thing and the whole tour. But when they looked at that defensive line and offensive line, they said that they just look different. So, yeah, so just not Ty, but there's other guys that look really good collectively as a group that, you know, potentially some of those younger guys will be freaks on this freak list next year or the coming years.
It always reminds me of something you told me a couple months ago, and it may have been on the show. I asked you about the difference in Penn State recruiting when you were here the first time versus now. And you said, well, back then we got great athletes. Now we're getting big, great athletes. And that's the difference. And you've got to see that most on the line of scrimmage. We talk a lot about this offensive line and how good, experienced, deep it is. Well, that gets the defense has to play up against that every day in practice. That could do nothing but help them. All right, we got through one of the five players in that segment, Mike. When we come back, we'll hit on Nick Singleton and the rest. Stay tuned.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. It's quarter number three of our show. He's Mike Villagrana. I'm Jim Galante. We are talking about Bruce Feldman's freak list, and we got through one member of the freak list from Penn State. At number eight was Zane Durant. Next up is Nick Singleton. And one of the things you were talking about, Zane Durant, both on the air and between segments, just to me, and you talked about Zane Durant being very buttoned up. He's got his act together kind of player. And this is me talking as an outsider, as a fan. Zane Durant chose to come back. Nick Singleton chose to come back. And what that tells me as an outsider, and you tell me if this is right or wrong, it kind of tells you something about the character of these guys, where that extra dollar that could come from the NFL isn't everything to this type of player. Nothing. Hey, had they chosen to go to the NFL, you certainly couldn't blame them for it. But it's almost as if there's additional things that are important to them beyond just dollars and cents.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple programs around the country that when you take a step back and you look at their previous NFL drafts, the current how many current NFL players they have in the NFL, That speaks to the culture in that program, right? Like the guys that come through the Penn State program, like they're going to be developed, right? And they're going to be developed. And during that development, they need to learn how to be a professional, right? And that's the biggest thing in the NFL. Like there's a ton of uber talented guys that get drafted that don't make it because they don't know how to transition to the NFL to be a professional in the NFL. And a lot of these guys, you see so many Penn State guys in the NFL because they're wired that way through the development that Coach Franklin has brought them through when they go through Penn State. And not just through Penn State, but I mean, you see, you know, a ton of Georgia guys that are in the NFL. Why? Because they train them like that. You know, they develop them to be professionals. You know, you know, they've had their mishaps on some things, but you know what I'm saying? There's just these schools that they operate like it's an NFL business, in their or a developmental, school. It's really important. So yeah, that's kudos to Coach Franklin and the staff and the way that they bring these guys through.
You mentioned Georgia. It's why Howie Roseman from the Eagles loves bringing in guys from the defensive side of the ball from Georgia.
Yeah.
Let's look at Nick Singleton next. He's number 19 on this list. And it, Bruce Feldman, he goes through a lot of the numbers, you know, what he did on the field, obviously. He ran, what is it, a 4.35 40, what he bench pressed, what he squatted. But I think there's no greater compliment to Nick Singleton in this write-up than his numbers compare very favorably with Saquon Barkley. You put yourself just in that neighborhood, Mike. That's about as high a compliment as you can make to a collegiate running back.
Yeah, 100%. He's just going to be, you know, one of the next, right? You know, Coach Franklin and then the staff have done a really good job at recruiting that position and developing that position. So it's almost like every year you're going to have a guy that's going to be highly touted in NFL organizations. But, you know, what makes Nick great, too, is Katron, right? Like they both have a chance to be number one, two leading rushers all time in Penn State history. Like that is an insane stat that doesn't really get talked about enough. Because that allows both of them to get better and takes, you know, some of the taxing body hits and you know, the things that you got to go through in a game off of them. So, you know, that's huge. And, you know, there's some other guys, you know, right now that I think are going to be, you know, next. You know, I think Quentin Martin looks unbelievable right now. I think he has a chance to help this year too with these two run backs, Fat Man and Nick.
Well, what I always find interesting is it feels like in a position, a star player, he establishes this is how you act, this is how you perform, this is how you practice. So, and the legacy, we see it among the tight ends. We are seeing that at running back. Saquon Barkley kind of set the bar. He set the work ethic. So if you walk into that running back room at Penn State, you just kind of know what the standard is. And, you know, and Saquon Barkley has set that standard. And here you have a Nick Singleton, you know, just following right in those footsteps. I'm also glad you brought up Katron Allen in the duo there. If you're a guy as old as me, Mike, you remember – Lydell Mitchell and Franco Harris were in the same backfield at Penn State. I was like 9 years old when that was happening. And you know, like when you're a kid and there's the standard, no one could ever be better than who you saw as a nine-year-old, okay?
No one. Absolutely.
However, I'm an old man now, and I will concede – I may have to adjust my thinking and say the greatest pair of running backs in Penn State history are the two guys we're watching right now.
Oh yeah, 100%. And if you listen to Coach Franklin, some of the conferences and the media things that he's been on, he talks about Katron and how Katron, this is his first time that he's had a full offseason. That's huge, right? So he's got a ton of momentum going in to the season. looking his best, feeling the best that he ever has. So, it's going to be I just always think about how is Coach Koltynecki going to do this? He has so many weapons. But he's a mastermind over there. And, it was cool watching the Big Ten Network last night. And they were showing practice here and just that highlighted Coach Koltynecki a lot. And you got to love him. The way that you see him coach, he's coaching him hard, but he seems like he's fun to be around. The guys love him, but he's got this mastermind in him. I remember when he came onto the scene, I hit up a couple of guys. I was like, after he made that comment at the press conference about the ice cream.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy reminds me of Joe Moorhead. Like funny, witty, but like super smart. I get a little bit of Joe every time I'm around Coach Koltynecki.
Well, you also get that you asked about, how do you feed that many playmakers? Well, you score a lot, you score fast, put up a lot of points, and everyone will get their share. But it's also got to be fun for the players, the creativity on offense. It's not just, pound it 3 yards in a cloud of dust. There's a lot of interesting things that they're doing. That's got to make it fun. Let's get to the next guy, because again, we keep getting off on our tangents, Mike. But next on the list, we're going to the linebacker position, Tony Rojas. And one of the numbers that really sticks out to me, and this is Bruce Feldman. He gets the numbers from the teams year over year. Right. So is this accurate? He talked about, Tony Rojas ran a 4.5 40 last year. His 40 this year is 4.37.
Yeah. I mean, across the country, you're seeing some of these bigger athletes like Tony, pop these freakish numbers. It's crazy. It's just every year kids are getting bigger, faster, stronger. Luckily, we have one of the bigger freaks. It was just Tony. I remember recruiting Tony in high school just briefly when we got to Virginia Tech. At that time, he was a big recruit. And when you go into a new program, you want to make a big statement, get in the best guy out of your state, this and that. So, but, we were a little bit too behind on it. But watching his film in high school, I mean, the guy's like a stud at running back. And you know who reminds me of who was a stud at running back? Micah Parsons. Always thought Micah Parsons could have been a stud running back in college. He kind of reminded me of that. His game's a little bit different. I don't think he's there yet, but I think this season, he's got a high ceiling, this season. So I'm looking forward to what he does and see him develop and mature, because that linebacker position, I mean, you're like the quarterback, right? You have to be on it all, making sure that D line is all lined up right. All the different formational changes, checking in and out of things, that's a huge position. He's got some good other linebackers around him that's gonna, I think, just help elevate his game too.
Well, also, you mentioned he reminds you of Micah Parsons. Remember earlier I told you about some friends who are high school football writers down in Harrisburg? They had always talked about Micah Parsons at running back and how good he was and how good he could have been at that position. But they also said he could have played anywhere on the football field. The other thing with Tony Rojas, it kind of lines up with what you were saying about Catron Allen having a healthy offseason. Is last year, apparently, Tony Rojas was nicked up a little bit during the season. He wasn't at 100%. Now he has that opportunity. And again, anyone who saw him return that interception against SMU, you saw the running back skills there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You don't get a normal, you're just typical in the box linebacker making those moves and be able to, turn that into a home run. Having that home run ability is huge, because take that, you don't have that everywhere, and say he gets tackled. All right, well, that changes the game completely. Now you got to run your offense out there. Who knows what's going to happen? it's just huge having a home run guy like that. And not only a home run like that, like with the ball in his hands, but, you know, to be able to play the position at the high rate that he's able to do, it's going to be exciting to see him develop this year.
And when you have those kind of freak athletes on defense, you can make the play from any level. You have, you know, and we're going to get to a couple more players on this team, but on the Denai Dennis Sutton is not in this freaks conversation. He's not here. If you watched him again in that playoff game against Notre Dame, drop back into coverage and make that interception, Mike. I mean, if you're an NFL scout, that's all you need to see from this guy. And you know, he's an awful special player. And he's just one of several freaks that are on this defensive team. So a lot to look forward to. All right, Mike, that's it for quarter number three. We still have a couple more Penn State players who are on the freaks list. We're going to get to those guys as soon as we come back right after this break.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. Our show is brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm Jim Galante, with the executive director of HVU, Mike Villagrana. And Mike, we're talking about this freaks list and the Penn State players that were on this list. And we know there could be several others who could make this list. I'm going to ask you about that when we get done. I do want to finish up the players that are on this list. And we were talking defensively, Tony Rojas, Zane Durant on this list. Number 47, and this might surprise a few Penn State fans, Elliot Washington, the Penn State cornerback. And he's not even the number one cornerback on the team. I think that's reserved for A.J. Harris. But Elliot Washington is a guy who makes this freaks list.
Yeah. I mean, if you follow social media at all, especially during the winter workout phase, you'd see that I think he won the DB or the corner of the day every workout. That's hard because like they don't just treat that lightly. You know, that's really important that whoever – if they're not – you know, sometimes they try to spread out that because a lot of schools do that. They try to you know, show each position, each player a little bit of love. No, not that position. You know, Terry was like this guy far and above was the best player and worked hard. It looks great. Very fast, very elusive. So yeah, he's going to be a great one that I think, you know, where you have so much depth there. I was just talking to Justin King about that today, you know, like how much the depth has changed from the time that we were here. You know, so it's awesome. We're in a really good position and we're glad that we have Elliot right there.
Well, you know what I love to see, and I hope it's not me just overrating numbers, but when I see a guy's number for the 40-yard dash and it's 4.3 something, we mentioned Tony Rojas, 4.37, I think it was. Elliot Washington, 4.32, Mike, 4.32.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. I think I mentioned to you, I was an NFL liaison for the scouts coming through. my previous stops. And I remember the funny story was, you know, we talked about freaks. Well, we had a freak, but he wasn't a good football player. And he was so freakish that he ran, you know, sub 10. But the scout said, yeah, when he crosses that line at the 40, one of the organizations is going to sign him, at least for like mini camp or something like that. So yeah, speed is obviously a coveted skill that that a lot of our guys have. And you know, from the first time I was here with Big Deej, you know, his Built by Deej program, you know, took a lot of pride in it. And Coach Losey has done a tremendous job just carrying that on. And these guys look great. That was the first thing when I saw Chuck, when I got here last year, I was catching up with him. I said, these guys look freaking awesome, man. And for a strength coach, that's like the best compliment that you can give them is that, you know, these guys look good. They look great.
Well, here's what I love when talking about Elliot Washington's numbers. The speed, that's a freak. Okay, that alone, 4.32, that's a freak. But some of the other numbers, as a freshman, he squatted 565 pounds, broad jump 10.7, vertical jump 37.5 inches. Those are, you know, like stupid numbers, but it's not just the speed. I think when you start putting his squat number there too, you realize, hey, this isn't just a track guy on the football field.
No, and I think I talked to you about that first day of practice. I got out there and, fortunately it was during a team period. And so I was watching them and, you know, it just popped out to me how competitive those defensive backs were, you know, the barking back and forth to the wide receivers. You know, they got a lot of swagger about themselves out there. So you just don't have, you know, the Elliot Washington AJs out there, the Zion Tracys out there that are just good athletes, right, and freakish. These guys are competitors, man. Like, it got my juices flowing listening to them talk, you know. So that's a good sign if you're a Penn State fan that these guys aren't just relaxed and going in there thinking we're just going to win a natty. They're competing their asses off right now, and it's fun to see. And Elliot was one of those guys that I noticed the other day competing his ass off.
You were ready to put the pads back on.
Oh, I love that stuff. Like, I just like being around the players and like hearing that stuff. Like, cause you get a really good feel for like the competitiveness and the position groups, and it's really cool being around them. But yeah, that stuff gets me excited. Actually, any guy that's played football or is competitive loves that stuff. And the taunting, the competitiveness, and the back and forth, like, it's part of the game. You got to love that. You embrace it.
Also part of it, there's now such a legacy in Penn State's defensive backfield. Just real quick on the two coaches that are back there and have been there a while, Terry and Poindexter, that's got to be part of what's feeding that kind of attitude also, right, Mike?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's consistency with coach keeping his coaches here for the most part. You know, that's huge having that. Because he's coached all these guys from their freshman year. You know, these guys have seen Terry coach the Porters of the world that are the best of the best at that time, right? They've seen coach, you know, Terry, Coach Smith, coach the guy that's kind of middle of the depth chart, but he's still developing them. Like, they grow very close with these coaches. The developmental part is huge when it comes to a coach staying at that school for the duration of that player's career is huge. And unfortunately, I've been on the other end of it where I see coaches come and go and how that affects that position room. It's huge. And especially now, because that's the first thing kids are going to think when a coach leaves a position group is like, all right, I should maybe look at the portal because they bought into that coach, you know, along with Penn State and Coach Franklin. But the position coach has a huge part of that, right? Like, huge part of it. So we're really lucky to have, one, our head coach here going in his 12th year, which is like centuries, right? But that,
oh gosh, yes.
But that's the reason why we're in this position, you know, because he's had 12 years to build his vision and be consistent with it. and recruit like he has, right? That's why we're in this position, you know, because Penn State wasn't knee jerk when, you know, we were 1-1 in 2016 and playing Temple. You know, we stuck it out. We ended up winning the Big Ten. We ended up getting some good recruiting classes in 16, and then 17 even better, 18 even better. And then when I left, it just continued to scale, and we're in this position where we're talking about freaks like Elliot Washington that's not even starting necessarily right now.
Just as a side note on that 2016 season, since you brought it up, do you know that that Penn State team beat the spread 9 games in a row?
Really? No, I didn't. I didn't.
I
did say, yeah.
I was well aware of it. Just saying, Mike, just saying. I was well aware of it. Let's move on. One more player on the freaks list. And I think this is another one that would surprise people. Khalil Dinkins, who I think just got forgotten about by so many people. You know, Luke Reynolds is coming in. Andrew Rappelier is coming back healthy. Andrew Olish, you know, the true freshman. But James Franklin, and this is one of the things I admire about James. What he brings up a guy's name, he doesn't do it for no reason. And at the Big Ten media days, he made a point of bringing up Khalil Dinkins' name. And now to see him on the freaks list, sounds like he's going to have a pretty special year.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. I feel like Coach's tone, and I think it's pretty accurate, is that with Zane Durant, how he, you know, made the suggestion that we're not talking about him enough. And, you know, when it comes to the national media, it's the same thing with Khalil. Like, he's consistent. He looks exactly how you want him to look. I think it's just a product that he's not getting talked about. It's probably just a product of that room being so freaking talented. But it seems like just a stable, consistent guy. You can always count on. He's the well-rounded tight end in that room. That's proven, right? He can block, he can catch, he can do a little bit of it all. It's good to see him on this list, because I just feel like he doesn't get enough praise like he should. But, you know, Ty Howe does such a good job in that room. Obviously, to keep all those guys in there and keep them happy is big. But it also speaks to the player. You know, it speaks to Khalil. Like, Khalil could see, you know, a big-time recruit coming in, or see, oh, Luke is doing well, and then say, I don't want to split time. You know, I want it all be about me. All right. So yeah, he can leave. No, you know, and that's a product to his parents and where he came from. And obviously his brother plays here. They're two great kids. So that's really big having Khalil. I'm glad to see him on that list. And he's going to have a really big year and an important part to this run this year.
And also some credit to Andy Kotelnicki, who's able to use multiple tight ends and multiple weapons.
It's incredible what he has to do. Not just the two running backs the ball, and not just like all the four receivers that we're going to be counting on this year. Oh, but how about all the 3 to 4 guys that we love at tight end too, that we got to get the ball? It's crazy.
I'm so excited about the tight end room. All right, Mike, 1 minute left.
Yep.
Who did Bruce Feldman miss on the Penn State roster that you look at and say, man, this guy should probably be on the freaks list too?
I would say he's not on there, but he's going to be on there. It's Kamoju. Yeah. He's the defensive end, and I think you're going to see a lot of him this year. And it's because he's freakish. And he had only been playing football for a little bit. I remember we recruited him. He came on the scene late because he just hadn't played. There wasn't a ton of tape on him. And then you saw a light, like you could see it in him. Like, he's very raw on film, but you were like, oh my God, this guy's a freak. He's super long, athletic, just looks like a deer out there. And now that he's here, and then to see his demeanor in winter workouts as a true freshman, like on that tire pool, he just turned it on. He remember me telling you about how I was scared of Jeffrey Simmons when he turned it on? He had the same thing. The same exact thing. I remember being with some of our guys like AZ and Jordan Hill looking at him like, did he just do that? You know, and then, you know, he carried that momentum into spring, had a great spring, and now he's going to have a good fall. And knock on wood, he's going to be able to contribute this year. And you'll see him on Bruce Feldman's freak list either next year or the year after that, I promise you.
Another player to get excited about. All right, always it goes too fast, Mike. That's the final word. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.